What is up, Kicking It fans? Another episode of Kicking It with Danny and Donnie, episode 59. Danny, it's been over a year since we've done our All-Star Draft for NBA All-Star Weekend. Granted, this year looks a little different, but we can't wait to dive in to that. But first, I wish I had a little chime for you to come in, like with some breaking news, because we've got a segment that I guess we're going to start doing now for UFC. Tell the audience about what we've got going on.
Yeah, so one of my favorite things actually in the UFC that they do for cards is Dana kind of posts a video on all the social media platforms maybe an hour before the card starts. And it's called If You Don't Know, Now You Know. And he basically, you know, ignores the obvious fights that people, you know, see on the ESPN broadcasts and all the commercials and advertisements. And he picks one fight that you might not be aware of. But if you're going to watch the fight card, you should absolutely be locked into. So I haven't exactly come with a name yet. I don't want to take If You Don't Know, Now You Know, and eventually we're dealing with a copyright, you know, lawsuit in the future once this show is on ESPN, you know, just like the UFC is. So for now, we're not going to call it anything. We're just going to call it, you know, hey, Danny's going to give you a fight to read. So
I have to say real quick, the way you just said ESPN, don't you think that our show may have a little bit of Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're already a bit above those guys, if I'm being honest. Like, you know, I think it's just a little bit of untapped potential. You know what I mean? Like, I think we could easily take that. But I don't want to be, like, in that afternoon role, you know? Like, when everybody's getting home from work.
You'd rather,
you know,
be in the morning or in the evening?
I'd rather be Nick Wright, man. Give me 6:30 a.m. right when you're waking up, your eyes, and you hear our beautiful voices just spewing out blasphemous takes. I mean, what else would you want to hear? Nick Wright, Danny and Donnie. Nick Wright's going to be in prime time here soon. He deserves it. So maybe we're next up, 6:30. If you're listening, producers, we're free.
All right, get back to it. What do we got?
But yes, in the first segment of Danny's going to give you a random fight to pay attention to until we have a real name. The one I'm paying attention to, first of all, this weekend, UFC 259, Israel Adesanya, probably my favorite fighter in the world right now. The most fun, kickbox extraordinaire, absolute legend, dances on the way out to his fights. I mean, he's just about as free of a striker as you can see. He's going up to light heavyweight. He's the middleweight champion. He's going up to light heavyweight to try and get two belts, right? The champ status is something that our boy Conor McGregor obviously coined back in 2016 when he got the lightweight belt. And, you know, we heard about double champ forever. Now Izzy wants to have that title. So he's going up to fight light heavyweight champ Jan Błachowicz. But that fight's going to be amazing. But the fight that I'm very, very, very excited to watch, and I've been talking to my dear friend Christian Della Chapa, as everybody who listens to this has heard us talk about 1,000 times. And if you don't know him, that's just ridiculous. You're missing out. I've told him how excited I am about Islam Makhachev's next fight. And if you don't know Islam Makhachev, he is basically Khabib Nurmagomedov, who, if you've heard the show or like are not living under a rock, you obviously know who Khabib is. He's basically his protege. Like, they come from the same place, very similar style. A lot of people say Islam's wrestling is about as good as Khabib's, but his striking is better. So if we're talking about the guy who in a lot of people's eyes is the best fighter right now, and a lot of people are saying this guy might have the same on the ground and a little bit better striking, we should obviously be pretty excited about him. And he hasn't fought in about 2 years. He's been dealing with injuries. He had a few fights drop out because of COVID, but he's returning after about 600 days to fight. And a lot of people at Khabib's gym have said, if Khabib is truly retired, Islam is the champion in waiting. So there's a lot of hype behind him. A lot of people think he's the future champion, but he's coming up against a guy named Drew Dober, an American southpaw. I mean, this dude, if you look, they're fighting at 155 pounds. If you looked at both of them, you think they're at least 190 pounds. They're both so wide, so strong. Like, Drew Dober looks like a linebacker, and he weighs in at 155 pounds. It's ridiculous. Strong, very technical, straight punches, great striking, chin of granite. That is going to be, in my opinion, one of the best fights on the card, and one of the ones that has a lot of implication in the lightweight division. Because if Islam beats Drew impressively, who's won 6 out of his last 7 in that lightweight division, 3 in a row, after not fighting for 600 days, you automatically put him in that top echelon of lightweights, which is the most exciting division right now, with Khabib as the champ, Izzy coming back, Conor and Dustin just fought, you got Michael Chandler, who came over from Bellator, just won, Tony Ferguson, so many guys in that division. So that's going to be a fight that has probably as much implication as any other fight on that card. And it's probably being one of the least talked about considering there's three title fights on the card. So UFC 259, must watch. That is my random fight that you should be paying attention to. It is the fight right before the three title fights. So if you're going to watch the title fights, you better get in about half an hour early and you watch Islam, the next Khabib, go against Drew Dober, wide linebacker looking American. Going to be a slugfest. I can't wait for it.
If you didn't know, now you know. So thank you, Danny. Now let's get into the meat of this episode. As we mentioned earlier, Danny and I did an all-star draft last year where we have the starters, we have the reserves, and we just pick back and forth for our hypothetical teams. And Danny, I can't remember last year who won. It may have been me, but I think it was me. I just don't want to speak out of turn.
No, I remember we had looked it up, and I don't think we exactly counted it out, but I remember when we looked at simply points, I think what happened was, if I remember correctly, you had me by points by like 30 or 40 points. Like, it was a pretty big discrepancy of points for your players, but I believe I had you on rebounds and assists. But we had said at the beginning, we're counting points. That's basically like an all-star game. Like, as much as a triple-double in an all-star game is cool, Russell Westbrook and an all-star MVP is super cool, nobody really minds. It's about who drops 40 or 50 points. And I know you had me beating the points by about 35 or 40. So I'm trying to get a little revenge this year. We'll see if that changes how I draft this year, because last year I wanted the win, but this year I think I just need the most points.
Well, we'll see what happens, because this year is going to be weird. I feel like there was a good chance that a lot of these starters may have just been like, hey, I'm not going to do this, and drop out. But as of right now, we've got our list. Sadly, Kevin Durant and Anthony Davis will not be playing. So some replacements were named as well. So are you ready to get into it? Who are we going to go first pick? Are you going to get first pick? I get first pick. Are we going
to? Here's what I was thinking, right? Because I had thought maybe we'll flip a coin or something to see who gets which captain, right? Because there's going to be captains picking for the team. But for me, with KD going out, right, he's still going to be captain, but he's not playing. So in my opinion, basically the step-in captain really should be Giannis. Like, let's be honest. Like, they should have just named him the captain.
Let's be Giannis.
So I think it's only right for you to get Giannis and me to get LeBron from the jump.
Like, you took the words out of my mouth. That's fine. That's
fine. And I think because you won, it's only right for me to drop my ego and say, you not only get Giannis, who's most likely going to win All-Star Game MVP with some ridiculous stat line, but I'll let you take the first pick as well. It's only right. It's only right. I have to fight back from below. And when I say below, I mean, obviously I have LeBron on my team, so it's not that bad, but I'll let you take Giannis and the first pick this year.
Okay. Well, thank you. Very gentleman move. All right. So looking at the starters, of course, that's what we'll pick first. I could go either way, but Danny, I'm going to do it. And referencing, I want to say it was 2017-18. I'm taking Steph Curry off the board. I want Steph and Giannis. I want that connection. The hypothetical, Giannis to Golden State to play with Steph, but I'll enjoy it in Atlanta this weekend. Who's your first pick?
See, and that's unfortunate, right? Because he was my number one, of course. Like, Steph, my guy, he can fill it up. But I think you might have made a little bit of a mistake there. And let me tell you why. I think when Giannis and Steph play together, it's more of a show, and it's less of let's get as many points up on the board, because they like playing together so much. So it becomes a little bit of a thing. One guy, when I think All-Star game, is a guy who has been overshadowed, overlooked. It's always those guys, right, who put up crazy points. One guy for me who's been overlooked until this year, and he's finally getting the respect, is Bradley Beal. I think Bradley Beal has potential to get like 40 points in this game. I'm picking Brad Beal because I think he's going to go absolutely off in this game, bro. I'm telling you, it's going to be insane. I got BB.
Oh, man. Danny, I appreciate your gutsiness, but when you started naming guys that I guess you think of in an all-star game that'll just go out there and score and do the business, shocked you didn't take Kawhi Leonard, who's sitting there, who went insane in last year's all-star game, and a guy that'll show up and no matter the time and place will give you buckets. I'm taking Kawhi off the board. Now with a big three of Steph, Kawhi, and Giannis, I don't know how you can beat that. I'm sorry.
And you know what? It's funny that you pick Kawhi, right? And I think that's a smart pick by you, not only because he went off, but because if there's one guy that you've seen who can shut down Giannis in any game, it is Kawhi. So I think that was extra smart of you to bring him on your team so you don't have to deal with that. Very, very veteran draft by you right there.
Thank you, sir.
But if we're talking about guys we put together, Showtime, points up on the board, and get other guys involved, nobody does that better than the Joker. Who does that better than Nikola Jokic right now? In my opinion, Jokic, well, I know because he's on my fantasy team. He has the most average fantasy points. So you know he's filling it up. Jokic is one guy that I don't hear nearly enough MVP talk about. Everybody's talking about Embiid. Now Giannis is in the conversation, and Braun. Jokic is putting up unbelievable stats. Even though they're lower in the West right now, I think they're just going to find their form right now and come up. I'm picking Jokic, man. Jokers might get a triple-double in this game. Easy.
You're giving me this game. You're giving me this draft. Joel Embiid, easy. Give me him. Give me the process. Give me all of it. I had to match you with the big man. I could have made you stack up and have two bigs and really made you look silly, but I had to match you because I want someone to at least be look competent guarding the Joker. I know it's not exactly the easiest thing to do, but had to match you with that. So give me Embiid.
And here's the thing. I was going to pick Embiid instead of Jokic, but one of those guys decided to lose weight and get fit and play a lot of minutes in the game. One of those guys just loves the first half and balls out and then takes a break at the end. So I hope Embiid has a big game. I just suspect Embiid might be sitting the second half. You were talking about the guys might not show up. I think Embiid just might not suit up. I think he might just be like, whatever. I'm first in MVP race. I score 40 whenever I want.
So listen, I thought Giannis and LeBron were not going to play. So it's funny you say that now. But, I mean, you make a good point. Who's your fourth pick?
Yes, that's fun. Next pick is a guy who I think is second behind Steph when it comes to having fun in this. I think Steph has fun, dribbles through guys, gets hot. Another guy who I think gets hot, has a lot of fun in this game, Mr. Flat Earth himself, Kyrie Irving. I think him versus Steph, I'm trying to kind of match your team, right? Like, let's see guys who can match up next to each other. I think Kyrie and Steph will be a fun matchup. I'm taking Kyrie here.
Oh, Danny. I really am torn on this one. I like both of these players that are remaining. I'm going to go Luka. I think that obviously it hasn't been the season he's wanted, but this is a good chance for him to maybe just, I don't know, get some momentum, just play well. He's playing with stars. He's playing with two other international guys. You got to factor that in as well. You've got the Slovenian, you've got the man from Cameroon, and you've got the Greek freak. All international team. Let's do it. That leaves you with?
Jason Tatum. And I'm not mad at that because I think Tatum is one of those guys who, like, is going to be a little bit undershadowed in this game. Overshadowed in this game. I don't think he's going to get the looks that Kyrie, you know, people are going to try and shut Kawhi down, Braun down. Tatum might just fill it up, man. Like, I'm not mad at that, you know? Like, yeah, I would have probably rather had Luka realistically, especially, like you said, the first half of the season he's had. He's going to try and prove himself. But I think it's only fair, right, that I got left with Tatum. I should get first reserve, right? I mean, that kind
of. Oh, yeah. That's fine. Okay. We'll do that.
So
I'm really interested. I'm really interested here. This is going to be fun.
The reason I think Bradley Beal is because I said he hasn't gotten the recognition, and I think he finally is, and he's going to try and prove a lot of people wrong, and he's going to try and take the show. There's two guys right now in the reserves that I'm looking at. That's what this whole last year for one of the guys, 2 years for one of them, and this whole year has been. And that's Zach LaVine and Devin Booker. Those are two guys for me who right now I think in this game could go crazy. And yes, I know there's other names out there that I'm looking at, but if I'm being fair and I'm being candid, if you listen to the show, there's a lot of guys on the reserves that I don't really like very much. Like, they're just guys that I'm like, I don't really think they're like winning style basketball players. I don't really think they're like all-star game style guys. You know, like, I'm used to having some fun in the All-Star game. These are a lot of like fundamentally good players, which are, I mean, they're doing well, obviously, to be picked in the All-Star game, but those guys fun. Man, the reason I'm picking this guy, it's a bit so biased because I've got his sleeved Timberwolves jersey in my closet right now.
You are not picking LaVine.
That's Zach LaVine. Here's why.
Oh, my gosh.
This season has put up some stat lines that are absolutely ridiculous. And if there's one guy who's proving himself this year, who wants to be Mr. All-Star Weekend, he's going to do everything. It's Zach LaVine. And I predict right here on this show, truthfully, Zach LaVine might not have the most points, but he's going to have one of the best stat lines in the All-Star game. I think we're going to be looking at
being
wow, Zach LaVine's stat line is going to be something ridiculous. and I'm just taking him because I like him. You know, is that wrong? Is it just wrong to take a guy because I like him?
No, I don't think so. I just didn't want you to have him.
I'm more taking him because I just don't want you to have him, and then I have to regret it, you know? So,
well, part of me was thinking in the beginning, I was going to try and get Levine middle of the reserves, but if you're going to take him now, that really opens up a door for me, and I don't want to go too quick because you're giving good insight, but for me, a lot of these picks that you're leaving me with, they're kind of no-brainers, and I'm shocked that you didn't pick this guy because the way you describe Zach LaVine, someone who hasn't gotten the respect he deserves, again this year, really, even though he was selected as a reserve, he should have been a starter. So I've got six starters because I've got Dame Dalla. I mean, give me Damian Lillard. I know there might be some beef with him, with Luka Doncic, getting the starting nod over him, but are you kidding? Dame Dalla on my team. Let's go.
I'm not mad at that. That's a good pick, and especially in an all-star game, right? Because all-star game, we have to think about guys who want to be the show.
Exactly.
And there's nobody who wants to be the show more than the NBA player, rapper, trash talker, waving at the opponent's guy himself, Dame Dalla. Nobody wants to be the show. But if we're talking about the show, and now I got to go back to being like a real manager, right? Like, if we're looking at reserves, I mean, in my opinion, there is like blatantly one reserve out here that is clearly the best player out of these reserves. That's James Harden. I mean, like, as much as I want to like get cute, it's like, man, James Harden is about to be my seventh pick. It's like that basically, like, if Beal doesn't play well, that's my starter, right? So it's kind of like I get Beal and Levine, I got to take Harden here. It's just impossible not to, right? He's just a walking beast. Got to get Harden here. Got to.
He was my second choice behind Dame. I was conflicted, but I just saw Damian Lillard, and you picked a point guard. I want to get a point guard to match you. Do I want to match you here with a two guard? That's a tough question. I could easily go. You'd be shocked to hear me say this over some of the guys that are listed. Part of me almost, like, my gut told me to get Jaylen Brown. I really like Jaylen Brown, but I've got to pick a guy that I also drafted this year for my all-star team. And in the draft lobby, I picked him. I was actually Zooming with all my friends, and they were like, oh, that's a terrible pick. And I'm like, no, it's not. Wait, that's playoff P, Paul George. Paul George has been fantastic this season. And I remember picking him thinking, there's no way that he can regress more than what he did in the playoffs. Got the 2-1-3 connection with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. Pencil that in.
Not to mention, I think you're smart again, Donnie, because if there's one guy you might be able to get in Dame's head, it might have been PG just because how much they trash talk, and you're keeping these guys together. You're drafting smart here. And I love how I'm talking about this like this is actually going to be a game that's played when in reality completely in our head. But this is what I do, you know? So I think this is smart by you. I love that pick. PG is playing great, man. And a lot of us thought he was going to fall apart this year, right? After the playoffs last year. I mean, I think a lot of us were like, man, we're going to see a massive drop-off. We've seen anything. But right, I'm looking at their last reserves, Donnie. I mean, come on, man. How? If I didn't...
I know who you're going to get. I didn't want
you to have LaVine because it would make me upset.
You don't want me to have...
Nothing would make me more upset than Mr. Ben Simmons hater himself having to pull him and laughing at me. This is like you taking my son on your rec team. Like, if you are a rec coach and you take my son away from me because I picked the best player in the league, and then you're like, all right, damn, I'm taking, you know, little Belcito. All right, gotta take Ben Simmons. My son himself, BS25, gotta take him.
The reason, just because you just said that, I hope that one day I'm a rec basketball coach and I get to take your son.
You know I will take him with my first pick. If he's good. I mean, if he's good, right? If he's not.
I'll make sure that I know that it's the year before he needs to get in, and I make sure that I have the most lottery balls and I can get DB Jr. But I thought you were going to say someone else to take right here. And to match you, actually, it's not even going to match you. I'm just getting this guy off the board because I want him. And because I think that, not that it would even be on a good hypothetical team, because like we said, this roster is completely, you know, jacked. Give me the Z-man. Give me Zion Williamson. Efficient. And we know that all-star games are played either from beyond the arc or straight at the rim. I mean, who better in the NBA right now can finish at the rim other than my captain than Zion Williamson? Two of my favorite players, honestly, in the NBA. I mean, I got to see firsthand how Zion treats the rim, and it's pretty rude. So I'm going to get Zion off the board. I think that sleeper, all-star game MVP. Sleeper.
And and that's a good one. And it's funny you say that, because in this game, I was thinking the same thing as you, right? Because we talk about guys who want to be the show. Zion doesn't even want to be the show. He just is the show. And Zion and Giannis might combine for 50 points in the first half off purely dunks, Donnie.
Like, it's going to be so fun.
It's going to be alley-oops, especially considering you have Steph on your – man, I want this game to happen. I'm upset. We should just do this in 2K because this is such a fun team to have. You'd probably whoop my team's ass right – I mean, sorry, whoop my team's butt. You know, we'll bleep that out. Just kidding. We probably won't. But Zion is so fun, right? And the All-Star game is made for fun, guys. And when you're talking about taking your favorite player, I think that's kind of where we're at right now with the reserves left. It's like, who do you like the most? So I got to take the light-skinned king. It would be wrong of me, right? So I'm going to take Kelly Oubre. Oh, wait, no, he's not on this list.
Oh, my gosh.
Kelly Oubre is the real light-skinned king, but the light-skinned prince is on this list. That's the book. I have to. And I have his jersey. It's almost like if I have your jersey, I got to pick you. Like, it's just, I'm going to wear
it. That's fair.
So the book, light-skinned prince, because Tsunami Poppy, Kelly Oubre is the light-skinned king. I got the book.
I know it doesn't make sense position-wise. I'm going to hold off. I think he'll still be there. I want Jaylen Brown, another guy that I drafted in fantasy, who I picked him. And I remember also people were saying, dude, what are you doing? And as of right now, I believe I'm 8-1. And the reason why I have one loss is because I forgot to set my lineup on a Friday night. So that's my fault. But yeah, give me Jaylen Brown. I wanted to take him when you took James Harden. Just because, and that would have been over Paul George, Ben Simmons, all those guys. But I was thinking of a guy that could easily just mess with him, because James Harden, you know, is just going to be out there doing whatever he wants, trying to make those step backs, whatever. But Jaylen Brown would have been that guy, kind of like with a Pat Beverly energy, you know, just mess you up, just throw you off the train tracks. So give me Jaylen Brown here. I think he could do the same thing to Devin Booker. Not that Book will be as sporadic as Harden, but give him to me. I want him.
Right. I think Pat Bev goes to bed and at night, like, dreams of what it would be like to, like, have the offensive ability of Jaylen Brown. Like, Jaylen Brown has the potential to put up 40 points.
Oh, he easily can.
Patrick Beverly, I think, averages a career 4 points. So, like, it's a bit, you know, it's just a bit different, right? But I like that pick. I think Jaylen Brown, he's honestly one of my favorite players in the NBA.
He's
I mean,
so
I think
fun
Jaylen
to watch.
Brown, Marcus Smart, I love these two guys. And on that team, they're so fun. They're always there. They always keep Boston in contention. You took this guy on your fantasy team. You said that. And a guy I took on my fantasy team this year who has been absolutely balling out on a team that's been up and down, but a little bit more impressive than we predicted them to be. And that's Vucevic in Orlando. I think they've been a little bit better this year. And Vucevic is a guy where in an all-star game, he's definitely not going to blow your socks off. Like, no way. He's not going to do anything like crazy, but he might just sneak you like an 18 and 10. In the All-Star game, like, that's kind of what he does for a living, is like 20 and 10s. I kind of want that guy. Plus, if you look at my bench right now, it's like a bunch of two guards. So it's like, I kind of need a big to come off the bench to let my guy Joker take a break. And that literally is my fantasy team. Joker and Vucevic, the Nikolas, just balling out on my fantasy team. I'm 9-0, actually. So it's a lot because of these guys. So Vucevic for me.
To counter, I was close to getting, and I hope this guy doesn't go next because I really, really want him. I'm going to take Gobert just to get him and just to match with you, because Gobert also is a guy that literally could just step in and give you 12 and 12 and not even sweat. So I'm going to go Gobert here, but I'm really, really hoping you don't take who I want next, because I really want this guy. And not even that I think he's going to have that great of a stat line, but I've said too much. Go ahead.
I think I know who you want.
No.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it to you.
Do it. Do it, man. I gave it away.
Because there's one guy that you know I'm not going to pick. Like, there's one. I think you know me well enough in this four. There's one guy I'm not going to pick. It's a guy I talk way too bad about on this podcast. I couldn't live it down. I constantly called him a not winning player, so he's not going to get picked. So it's really between three guys. And I don't like complainers. I don't want to pick a complainer. So I cross another guy off. So it's two guys who have been shockingly good this year, right? Shockingly good. I'm going to take Julius Randle. Yeah. I'm going to do it. I got to.
You son of a biscuit.
Because Julius Randle right now, almost single-handedly, Donnie, is keeping the Knicks relevant. I mean, this is incredible.
That made me so sad.
What's going on? How?
I don't understand.
Julius Randle's first half stat lines. Donnie, I'm getting a notification on my phone. Julius Randle, 27-8-4 at the end of the first half. What's going on? Who are they playing? The Cavs? The Magic? Nope, against the Clippers. What? How? I have to take him. Donnie, I predict right now Julius Randle is going to be the All-Star Game MVP. You heard it right here.
No, get out.
Yes, yes. All-Star Game MVP. That is my prediction. Julius Randle, you hear it? Right? No. Julius
I'm Randle. Mad at you. I'm very mad at you.
I know. I know, and I knew you wanted him. But I'm also leaving you a guy that you've also talked very well about. So I'm not being too bad, but I need a Julius Randle. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I've got to go with – well, do I could go both directions. I think we both know who I'm down to. Even though the third guy is someone that I'll probably still end up with because I doubt you're going to take him, is someone that I still think is very good, and I was surprised he was left off initially. But I wouldn't say thanks to Kevin Durant being hurt, but because KD can't play – he got put in as a replacement. Basketball fans, you know who I'm talking about. Oh, man.
Before you pick, Nani, while you're thinking, we got to remember last year I did not pick one of these guys, and he ended up being on your team. He ended up balling out in the All-Star Game stat line. So I'm going to be surprised if you don't pick him right now.
Man. I'm going to go Donovan Mitchell. You're laughing. It's fine. I'm going to go Donovan Mitchell because I want to have some more teammates. I like the teammate idea. And I'll let you have Chris Paul to be with Devin Booker. That's fine. Command the second unit. Let Chris Paul play with Bron. Do whatever you want. That's fine.
Yeah, right. And right, because like you got to have the Banana Boys together. Like you can't have the Banana Boys together, right? Like you can't. But Donnie, CP3 in big games, big opportunities, consistently comes up short, and I don't want that bad juju on my team. And you know who's a guy that you've talked so good about? Is Mr. Sabonis. You've talked so good about him. The fact that you just picked Spida over him shows you do not have the courage of your convictions, as our dear friends say, and you did not take him because you know Spida can fill it up and you don't want Sabonis's lineup. But I'm telling you right now, Sabonis is going to ball out just like Julius Randle. The two lefties, the southpaws, I need them both. Sabonis, you take CP3. I don't want him.
Okay, that's fine. That was good theatrics, by the way. But I will say that part of me kind of I'm happy that that just worked out because I kind of wanted CP3. Because think about it. If Chris Paul is playing with a lot of these guys near the rim, Zion, heck, even Jaylen Brown, Rudy Gobert, Giannis, Kawhi, Embiid, yeah. I'll trust Chris Paul getting him the ball rather than – who's your backup point guard? Oh, I'm sorry, Ben Simmons. Oh, dear God.
Take it easy, man. He is an assist king. And you talk about I've got James Harden.
That's not a point guard.
Double-digit assists in seasons. What are you talking about? He's not a point guard.
It's because of his situation. I don't want to get into that right now. Looking at our teams right now, your starters, Kyrie Irving, Bradley Beal, Jason Tatum, LeBron James, Nikola Jokic. My starters, Stephen Curry, Luka Doncic, Kawhi Leonard, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid. Your reserves, Zach LaVine, James Harden, Ben Simmons, Devin Booker, Nick Vucevic, Julius Randle, and Domantas Sabonis. My reserves, Damian Lillard, Paul George, Zion, Jaylen Brown, Rudy Gobert, Spider Mitchell, Chris Paul. I will take that. I'm so fine with that. And yes, we're going to zone in on the stats next Sunday night, March 7th. I will be watching this game intently. I'll have my guys in front of me. And it's going to be weird because a lot of these guys are East and West and it's kind of mixed. But we're going to pay attention. I'm going to dive into the numbers like always. It's going to be fun. Are you satisfied with your team? I think you are. You can't go wrong in an All-Star draft.
I'm very satisfied. And the thing is, for me, at the end of the day, it's not fantasy. Like, it's different in fantasy. You want guys who produce, like, really produce, even if you don't really like them that much, you know. But being able to have guys that you like my fantasy team this year has Jokic, who I love, Vucevic, who I love, Ben Simmons, who I love, like, guys like this, and we're doing well. So I'm hoping that happens this year. I really do believe my team this year has what it takes. I think I stacked up enough points and enough guys who can play some defense who might be able to shut down some of your guys on the other side. Because like you said, if you're looking across the teams, like in my starters, it's like West, East, East. And then you go through the reserves, East, East, East. West, East, East, East. So I have so many Eastern reserves right now. So I'm darn
Danny,
near.
I just realized I have one Eastern Conference reserve.
Right. So we're basically going against each other in the reserve. And our starters are split in half. Our starters are three. Wait, hold on. How many? You said you have one Eastern reserve.
It's, yeah, Jaylen Brown. And you've got.
So do you have three Eastern starters or two? Just two, right?
I have Giannis and Embiid. Yeah. Yeah, so it's literally inversed.
So it's literally, it's perfect. I mean,
that's
it's
so funny.
This is so good. It's going to be perfect. It's like, I'm going to be cheering for LeBron. That's the problem. I'm going to be cheering for LeBron with eight guys from the East on my team. Like,
your best bet is that LeBron just scores 40 and has no assists. Because the assists are going to benefit. They're going to benefit the Western Conference guys. This is going to be fun. I'm excited for this.
Unfortunately, LeBron is the best point guard in the league. So we know that's not going to happen. Oh, he's probably going to have a triple-double. So it's regardless. Let's be honest. Giannis and Braun are going to be fighting for that All-Star Game MVP. So it's, I mean, regardless, it's going to be unbelievably fun. And
I just hope Giannis realizes that it doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
All this doesn't matter. But
I got to ask you, Donnie, before we sign off, unbelievable draft again. I would say this one might even eclipse our first one, even though I remember our first one. It was yesterday, sitting in your dorm room, basketball on the TV, screaming at each other, having a great time. And I can't wait to watch the All-Star game with you / over Zoom with you, wherever we watch it. It's going to be amazing. How are we scoring this one? Are we just doing straight points again? Do we want to combine two stats? Should we get extra points if our captain wins? What do you think it is?
I think for sure points. I would say maybe I'll say that it's up in the air. Let's go right now. Let's say for the record points for sure. Add them up. And then if we want, like if it's a blowout or heck, if it's even close and we're like, you know what, let's keep going. We'll add up total assists, total rebounds. This is interesting. Whichever group has the least amount of turnovers. Do you like that idea?
I don't hate that idea. I like the idea. What I was thinking of, because I thought this would be funny and because it would be like easy to watch, like, and jot down as we watch, is the amount of dunks.
Oh, that's good.
Just between Giannis and LeBron. So because I have Braun as mine, you have Giannis. So if one guy leads in dunks, like by however many they lead by, we can say like 2 points a dunk. So like if Giannis has 10 dunks and LeBron has 3, you have like a massive jump on me. But part of me also thinks Giannis is going to have way more dunks. It almost should be like LeBron's got 2 points for a dunk. Giannis has 1. So maybe I just take that off. I like turnover idea. I wanted to do dunks. I thought it'd be fun.
Yeah, I like where your heart's at. But yeah, Giannis would just – no, it wouldn't be close. If you would have said team dunks, I would have also said sorry because I have Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell, Zion. I would say maybe Embiid, Kawhi, maybe a little bit. We'll see. But – to close, we're not just going to sign off right now. We're actually going to close with 3 goals that each of us have in mind for March. This episode will air on March 1st, 2021. And if you were living under a rock, March 2020 was the year that everything was the month that everything shut down. So kind of to just, I don't know, end on a positive note for this episode and to just end on or start on a positive note for this month, I should say. Danny, give me your 3 goals that you have in mind that you want to accomplish in the month of March.
Yeah. So for me, I mean, in terms of goals, I'm not typically one who has like very specific goals. Like for example, when I played tennis, like I didn't have a goal to like win a certain award or like have a certain amount of wins. It was like, enjoy the process. And it was give 100% every match. So like, that's kind of where my eyes are at. So on this one, I have 2 pretty specific goals, and then I have 1 goal that's a little bit deeper, a little bit more personal. So I'm going to start with my job now. I'm working through my coursework for becoming a licensed insurance agent right now. Tough to say. So my number one goal is to get my license. You know, it's been a tough thing. I've had to do a lot of hours studying, a lot of practice quiz, a lot of stuff. So my main goal, get licensed, start making money. For me, that's number one. Number two, no stupid purchases this month. I feel like I always tell myself this.
That's a good one.
At the end of certain months, I'm like, I just made stupid purchases, right? Like some are very good, like getting healthy powders or, you know, investing in something for working out, health, whatever. But sometimes I just make stupid purchases. Honestly, like a couple of days ago, I'll be honest, I got paid and I thought, you know, I'm going to get myself something nice. You know what I bought myself, Donnie? A stock. That was my present to myself. I'm like, I'm not gonna buy myself a pair of shoes. No free
sweatshirt. That's
sad. Stocks are on sale right now. The market is in a pullback. I bought myself a stock. And when it goes back up and I sell it at its peak, then I'm gonna buy myself something. So that's my second goal. And my last goal, like I said, a little bit deeper, a little bit more personal, very non-specific. And that's something you brought up early, is talking about last March. And my last goal, honestly, I wrote it down, make this March overshadow the last one. For me, that's just all I can think about. Because last March, I mean, we were just reeling from so many things, whether it was Kobe's death, whether it was COVID, whether it was so many things being canceled, my, you know, college career being finished, so many people losing their jobs, losing loved ones. Like, it was so much negativity. I want this March to overshadow last March 100%. So many good memories, breakthroughs with this virus, breakthroughs with our careers and everybody close to us. So that's my number three. Make this March overshadow the last one. And I'm excited to hear yours, because I know you're very specific with your goals. You're very foreshadowing, as am I. But for me, these three were very important to me. I'm excited to hear yours.
Those are three really good ones, first off. So thank you for sharing that, because one thing too, you know, these three goals, I think, especially for you, I mean, they're attainable, and that's not even a question. So hats off to you, because I actually just trying to get through these next few months, because it's going to be very busy and just, you know, very taxing in terms of just mental strength and obviously physical strength and spiritual strength. So three of mine, the three that I picked out to list, I actually have five written on my mirror or on a note card, and I put on my mirror just kind of as an accountability thing. But I'll start with one that's pretty lighthearted. I want to call at least one softball and one lacrosse game this year, because getting close to graduating, and I want to try and diversify at least the games that I've called as much as I can. So softball and lacrosse would be two new additions. So I'd love to add those. One thing that I think is also still lighthearted, but kind of, I think, speaks more volumes to what I want to be in terms of spiritual, call someone new every week. So it's going to be at least four or five people that I'm going to talk to over the phone, FaceTime, Zoom, whatever. Someone that I haven't talked to for a while, maybe someone that I talked to last month that I haven't talked to since, because that's one thing that I value and one thing that I hope that I can continue to do the rest of my life. And that's just keep in touch with people that at least at one point impacted me or continue to impact me and they don't even know it. And my last one, this one, if I can do this, I will honestly probably shed a tear of happiness, because I've never thought I could even fathom doing this right now. I would like to run a sub 6 minute mile. That is one goal that I have. I actually tried to run my mile the fastest I could. I believe it was on Wednesday. And I didn't really even try until I was like maybe a quarter of the way through. And then I just sped up and I finished at 6:22. So I feel like that if I have obviously in my mind that I want to do this, I go to the track, I have maybe someone come there and just, you know, provide some energy, below 6 minute mile, sub six is what I'm feeling. So those are three goals I have for the month of March. But yeah, any last words to close out episode 59?
Well, first off, I love those three. I love how specific they are. I love how thoughtful they are. And I expect nothing less from somebody as thoughtful as you are. I will ask you, because I love your second goal so much, and I try and do that as much as I can with texts. Typically, I try and send somebody a text that they're on my mind, they're on my heart. You know, if, you know, in the morning on my way home from work, I typically, or on my way home to work from school, I typically put on a lot of worship music. The sun's rising, super invigorating. And I always think, who's one person that God's putting on my heart? I'm going to send them a text, tell them I'm thinking about them, cheering for them. So when you do that, please, I want you to try and remember to tell me that you did it, because I want to do it. And I know you'll remember it better than me. Shoot me a quick text. I just did it. Go do it now. We got to keep each other accountable, because I think that's a great idea. So I love that. So I hope that you'll share that with me. But my last word, and this just came to me as you were talking, just completely random. When we're talking about the All-Star game and the scoring structure, one thing that I thought about, we have our players, right? I think we should count up points, scratch the assists, scratch the rebounds, because I think it's going to be within this. If one person on our team wins the MVP, it's just 20 points. That's just an extra 20 points for them.
Okay. I like that.
I think, because you have half, I have half, we have 50-50 chance, 20 points added. I think that's the way to do it.
I like that. We'll go with that. So a plus 20 for the MVP, and then just keep the points. All right. I think that's going to do it. Happy that we got to close with some goals. Happy that we got to pick our all-star teams, our hypothetical all-star teams. And earlier on, if you don't know, now you know, UFC 259, That's going to do it. Episode 59 of Kicking It with Danny and Donnie. Be sure to tune in later this week for part two of Kyle Brott, because we have to have him on again because we left so much up in the air. As always, thanks for listening. Send this episode to your friends, your family, whoever you think might like it. We'd really appreciate it. Take care. Have a great week.